The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome, everyone, to podcast number 6 in our journey to get you out of the crosshairs of higher taxes that aren't just a mathematical probability, but an absolute mathematical certainty. Welcome to 2025, The Final Drive. Of course, that is a metaphor of my football playing days. Time is ticking. Time is running out. The time to go is now. The 2017 tax cuts are set to expire at the end of 2025, giving us a real opportunity to act now and save ourselves from taxes destroying our retirement accounts before taxes go up for good. In today's program, I want to talk about one of the most important tax-efficient income streams in retirement. You have to look no further than the granddaddy of them all, not the Rose Bowl, but Social Security. I want to talk about how Social Security is taxed, how it works, and how you can maximize it tonight on this 2025, The Final Drive podcast, numero 6. Okay, let's first talk about Social Security. It was introduced, of course, in 1935. The average age to take it was 65. Life expectancy was 62. No one expected Social Security to be around in your 90s because they didn't expect you to be around in your 90s. So let's talk about Social Security. It is a pay-as-you-go system, which means payroll taxes are what fund current beneficiaries' payments. As I mentioned in the first podcast, there were amazing 42 people to one paying into Social Security when it first started. And based on birth rates and life expectancy, it was fine. It was going to make it forever. But then birth rates dropped, life expectancies expanded, and that's where the math starts to catch up with Social Security. So here we sit in the year 2022 with the trust fund within a decade and some change of being exhausted. And when it does, only 77 cents of every dollar promised will be paid. Now, there are ways to fix that, and we're going to talk about that here in just a minute. So let's talk about the history of taxation. We've been here before. It was 1983. Ronald Reagan was president. Tip O'Neill was the Speaker of the House. We had George Bush there as vice president, Bob Dole, a senator, all sitting around this picturesque picture of the president signing into act the 1983 Tax Reform Act, and it had to do with Social Security as well. So here was the issue. They were trying to cut some taxes in other areas, and they ultimately put the big one through in 1986, the Tax Reform Act of 1986. But whenever they looked at Social Security, it was in crisis, just like it is now, and nothing in Washington gets fixed or happens until there's a crisis. Well, they were looking it down the barrel, Social Security. What was going on? Well, you could take it at 65, but guess what? You could take it at 62, and everyone was doing it. Why were they doing it? Well, interest rates were over 13% at the time, so why would you not take it at 62? Go slup it over into that bond paying 13%, and then when you were ready to take it out, now you start spending your Social Security, and you have this big pile of money that you've saved over the last few years. So they came up with this idea that, like, wait, what if we gave you a delay credit? What's that mean? It means that if you wait to take it, we'll give you 8% more for every year you wait. In fact, we'll allow you to delay that until age 70 if you want. Well, I'm not saying the people took the bait at that point, but what happened to interest rates since 1983? They went nothing but down. In fact, almost zero here in the last couple of years. But the 8% rule never changed. So it has been the best deal going when it comes to creating a guaranteed lifetime form of income that is tax efficient, grows with inflation, and is transferable to your spouse. So that was 1983. But they also said in 83, we are going to begin taxing Social Security. Up to 50% of your benefit will be subject to tax if it crosses certain thresholds. Well, what is that threshold? Well, if you're married filing joint, it was $34,000. Now, they do some goofy calculation on how they determine that. They take half of your Social Security, all of your other income, and non-taxable interest to come up with something called modified adjusted gross income. And that's the threshold you go over. So $34,000. So 1983, it actually did not affect that many people. But that number has never changed. It's the exact same number. It was in 1983 that you have to get over that hurdle. And then once you do, up to 50% of your benefits taxable. So now pretty well everyone pays taxes on a portion of their Social Security. So that's the first piece. And then again, in the early 90s, it was around 1993, we had President Clinton was in office and Vice President Al Gore actually casted a deciding vote in favor of the passage that Clinton signed into law that increased Social Security taxation, where up to 85% of your benefit is taxable, but still not 100%. And in Indiana, and just about every state that I'm aware, they do not tax it at the state level. So the crazy thing is, almost everything in our tax code gets indexed with inflation, which means that $34,000 number, or at 85% taxation over $44,000, would be well over double that now, if they would have allowed it to carry forward an index with inflation, which would have gave you an opportunity to possibly not pay taxes on Social Security. But at this point, it's pretty well locked in for everyone who has any reasonable lifestyle that you will pay tax on a portion of your Social Security. Now, if you get ahead of the game and you're young and you really focus on a tax-free retirement, it's so hard when you get to my age or older to truly go completely tax-free. But if you're young, you can get there by doing some really good things when it comes to Roth conversions, cash value life insurance, obviously in a 401k, 403b, any money your employer puts away will be in the tax later side, but you can convert that usually inside your plan to a Roth, and that's the way you can handle that. Now, if you do a in-plan Roth conversion, and I meant to write this in my outline for tonight, you have to have the money to pay the tax outside of the plan. You cannot withhold on that conversion. And if you're under 59 and a half, and I know I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but it's worth telling you again, that it would be, if you did withhold it on the conversion in an IRA, which you can, the withholding, the amount that was withheld and not converted and sent to the IRS, if you're under 59 and a half, is considered an early distribution. And yes, you would pay a 10% penalty on the tax that was withheld. So that is sort of the genesis of taxation on Social Security and the idea of delay credits. Now, let's go back to delay credits. You might be thinking, I don't want to wait, right? Social Security is going broke. I don't want to wait. Well, let me tell you about Social Security growing broke. It's not going to go broke. Right now, we pay Social Security taxes on a limited amount of our income through our wages and payroll. They're going to take that limit up to $250,000. They're going to extend the ages of who can take benefits, just like they did back in 83. In 1983, that's when they also said it, anyone born after 1960 would have a full retirement age for Social Security. It was older, all the way up to 67. Well, think about how old someone was born after 1960 in 1983. The oldest you would have been is 23. Do you think that 23-year-old even thought about Social Security? No. So when they make these big changes to these social programs, it's not going to affect you or me, people that vote. It's going to affect people that really don't care or aren't old enough to vote. So that's the focus of that when it comes to changes. But they will make some changes. It'll probably be at the last hour or at least within a few years of it growing broke. And the longer they wait, the bigger the problem always is. But let's go back to, I don't want to wait. So let's say you buy the idea that Social Security will get fixed with higher taxes, which is the theme of the show. That's one you cannot avoid. But if you're in retirement, you're not paying payroll taxes. So it only affects the working people, which is good or bad. I don't really know. But you're sitting there and you're thinking, wait, but if I wait, what's my breakover point? Well, that's pretty easy to figure out. Typically, if you wait until full retirement age and then you decide, wait, I'm going to wait until age 70, you know, it's around age 82 in most cases. But quit thinking about it as your breakover point. If you are married, it needs to be a family breakover point. You have to look at the family situation, because when one person dies, a couple things happen. Number one, you lose a check. One Social Security check goes away. The biggest benefit stays. The second thing that happens is your taxes double. Everything you knew as married, filing, joint gets cut in half. Your brackets get cut in half. Your deductions get cut in half, almost. So it is nice if you have this big, big, fat benefit that you delayed until even 70 to allow your spouse to write off in the sun. And remember, at this point, up to 85% of it's taxable, not 100%, and it's not taxable at the state level, and it adjusts with inflation. So there's a lot of great benefits there and could be a very significant source of income, because Fidelity does research that says that if you're married in age 65, there's a 50% chance one of you will make it to 92 and a 25% chance one of you will be hanging around at, yes, a ripe old age of 98. So that is Social Security 101, also available for widows and divorced couples if you don't remarry before 60. Here's a great way to maximize Social Security if you happen to be widowed. So I get to age 60, I'm eligible. Now, you will take a discount on your benefit, right? Your widow's benefit if you take it, but you can get 100% of your spouse's benefit as a widow. But if you take it at 60, you will have a pretty significant reduced benefit. But if you have your own working record, you take the spouse's benefit, the widow's benefit, allow yours to delay all the way to 70. And then when you get to 70, flip over to your benefit and then have that great benefit forever. But remember, you cannot be remarried until you're after 60 years old. So if your spouse had passed away and you are 59 years old and you are in love and wanting to get married again, it might make sense to plan a nice spring 2023 wedding and not get married right away, because that could really screw up your Social Security. Very important point to make. If you're a divorced person, kind of a lot of the same rules apply. You cannot take it at 60, but you can take it at 62, your divorced benefit, and do some of the same strategies you do with widows. All right, let's take a peek here. Anything else I want to talk about as it relates to Social Security? Oh, probably some things, but I won't go into too many details, except that you might remember a lot of these so-called aggressive Social Security claiming strategies where I could file but suspend my benefit, and then my spouse could take her spousal benefit, and then I would let mine delay, and then I could take mine later. You may or may not remember any of that or even knew about it, but all of that ended in November of 2015. So we have basic strategies now. And when it comes to delaying, I normally suggest the lower benefit gets taken early or at least full retirement and the larger benefit delays. So that's your lesson on Social Security, one of the most tax efficient income streams in retirement that could change down the road. I call it the granddaddy of them all. Once again, it grows with inflation. It's tax efficient, right? And the largest check survives. Pretty good deal, if you ask me. If you'd like to talk about any of these issues we've talked about today or to navigate these complicated topics, please go to cfci.us and contact us to set up your complimentary call, or call 812-334-3190, and we will make it happen. Looking forward to episode number 7 coming up next week. Again, I've been watching Ozarks. I've been watching Yellowstone. I have been watching 1885 or whatever. I have rewatched a couple of documentaries. And I'm just telling you, I want this to be a program that you say, I cannot wait until next week's show. If I'm failing you, I'm apologetic right now. If I'm succeeding in some way, I'll keep working harder until you get to that euphoric point where I say, I'll talk to you next time. And you're like, I cannot wait. And if you'd like to binge listen to episodes 1 through 5, that is certainly available, an opportunity for you to do that. So check it out, and I'll talk to you again next Monday night, everyone. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025 The Final Drive, by going to www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025 The Final Drive.